Okay, and a war. I mean, whether to use it or not, let's just look a little at the current situation. As of the 20th of February 2025. And for our story, we could put it like this. Mr. Z is an actor put into the role of the good leader from the democratic world. Defending heroically his country and all of that. Then since victory didn't happen in a week or two, with the grandiose help in the form of weapons and money from the West, but rather after 3 years, a million soldiers from his country have died. But he has to, in order to continue the whole thing, at least that's what he thinks, pretend towards the West that they're just about to be victorious and defeat these evil Russians and so on, right? So he plays a game, he's an actor of a victor. There with his brave soldiers, and he says just much more Russians died than Ukrainians, so, and the people in the, his country, they are going, well, people just disappeared, they're not reported, they're gone in war, but we never hear about from them anymore. So he's simply hiding that. They're not declared dead, they just disappear. And this way can keep down the numbers of casualties to present that positive image to the West, who after all provides them with money and weapons. And some weapons go out in the black market, and it's just a whole mess there. I mean, Zelensky's friends, and there, I mean, he has no control over that. And it's a very corrupt country. So weapons are flowing out in the black market, money flowing here and there. Weapons also, of course, going to the front line, and money there also, but also elsewhere. But they just have to try continue. His whole effort is working the media and going around to meetings dressed up in his military suit and really just acting to get money and more support. So in this way, a kind of, but you know, then we show the this is something that could be included in the EOW movie. At the same time, we have these oligarchs from the West, these creepy controllers behind the screen, the super rich and the big businesses, the controllers there who are also nestled into the government, congress and parliaments and all kinds of, and they have their plan, and it is, yeah, the unipolar, you know, we're going to take over, we are the good ones. So they are actually playing this whole thing, they are playing the media, because they are in control of the media, they own the media. So they can very effectively present any image, any version of reality that they want. So they echo back this, well, they don't need it to come from Zelensky. They have their interest to show that these Ukrainians are just about to win. And whatever they want to show, North Koreans are fighting in Ukraine, whatever. And they are working also the media in the West. And here we show how this narrative, as we call it, the mental, the cyber war thing, the psychological thing becomes very powerful there by convincing the entire global North almost that this country, Ukraine, is winning. We just spend more money, more weapons, and soon it's going to be over. But it's the complete opposite that reality is over there. And what happens is that Mr. Z gets money and his friends, and some go to the front line, and he sends out more and more and more soldiers, because now he is like a fascist leader here. But the Westerners don't see that. There's no election anymore. He's just turning into a mad Hitler type of an even more pathetic kind. But this tragedy is that all these people are just going out there, and now younger and younger people going out and dying, lots of them. And it's not seen. Invisibly dying. Crazy. So we could show that. And how this Mr. Z then tries to get the nukes into it, how he wants to make a third world war out of this whole thing. And how critical the situation then becomes. You know, they are dusting off their nukes on both sides, and people in general, they don't see it. In the global North, they see buying new clothes and caring for their faces. Show this in the story somehow.